morning, everyone. I'm Vinod Ghimire. I am master's student in New Mexico State University. And today I'll be presenting a part of my master's research project entitled as Potential Soil Carbon Mineralization and Mineralization Kinetics Under Diverse Cover Crop Residues. So just to start with the background about the soil organic carbon stocks, the picture shows the soil organic carbon stocks that is distributed in the United States. The darker the area, the more soil organic carbon stocks are present, while the lighter area have low soil organic carbon stocks. I want to focus mostly in New Mexico. This is where I am from. So in New Mexico, there is a characteristic hot and dry weather condition that limits the crop intensification and diversification, and that reduces the amount of residues that are returned to the soil. And that is the limiting factor why the soil organic carbon stock is really low in New Mexico. And this this graph shows the amount of soil organic matter that is present in the New Mexico soil. There were more than 6,500 soil samples were taken all around the New Mexico, and say more than 75% of these soil samples have organic matter percentage lower than 3. So this is really low soil organic matter content in soils of New Mexico. That's why my research objective is to evaluate the effects of different cover crops residue quality and their quantity on soil organic carbon mineralization, and to study the mechanism of soil organic carbon mineralization through mineralization kinetic model so that it would estimate the decomposition rate constant and the pools of labile pool of soil organic carbon. So we planted the cover crop on February 2016. Pea oat and canola were the major cover crops, and they were maintained for 3 months, terminated in May. The experiment was established with randomized complete block design with four treatments, pea, oat, canola, and no cover crop fallow. And each of the treatment has 3 replications. So the cover crop samples were taken from 1 meter square quadrat in its plot at the time of cover crop termination. The fresh weight of cover crops were taken, and they were oven dried at 65 degrees Celsius for 72 hours for estimating the dry weight. Similarly, soil samples were collected from 15 centimeter depth after cover crop termination. 20 gram soil samples from each plot were oven dried at 105 degrees Celsius for 24 hours to calculate the gravimetric soil moisture content. And the potentially mineralizable carbon, which is the labile pool of soil organic carbon, was estimated through 8 weeks long soil incubation study. And the incubation was aerobic incubation study. For this potentially mineralizable carbon, 20 gram dry weight equivalent soil were brought to the field capacity at 23% field moisture, and the cover crop residues, above ground residues of pea, oat, and canola were then added to the soil. The soil samples that had both above ground residues and no above ground residues were incubated for 8 week long, and the soil respiration was measured by evaluating or by measuring the amount of carbon dioxide that was collected in the head space samples. The crop residues were added at 3 different rates, at no cover crop residues, at 5 milligrams per hectare, and at 10 milligrams per hectare cover crop residues. So the collected CO2 was measured with the Licor gas analyzer, and it was fitted with the first order kinetic model, which says cumulative soil organic carbon mineralization equals C0, which is the labile soil organic carbon pool, times 1 minus exponential of the decomposition rate constant and the time of incubation in days. So the results show that adding crop residues to the soil has linear increase in cumulative soil organic carbon mineralization. We had significantly higher cumulative soil organic mineralization at higher rate of residues added. And among the cover crop, pea had significantly higher cumulative mineralization compared to canola, but it was not significantly different than oat. And there were no significant difference between different cover crop types at 5 milligrams per hectare and 0 milligrams per hectare of crop residue addition. And they were also not significantly different from the no cover crop fallow. So the carbon dioxide that was collected was fitted with the collected data was fitted with the first order kinetic model, and the results showed that they had the curvilinear pattern in all the cover crop in all three types of cover crops. There was a rapid increase in carbon mineralization for the first 2 weeks, followed by gradual and constant and continuous production of carbon dioxide over the time, remaining time of the incubation period. So this shows that there could be two or more labile pools of soil organic carbon. The first 2 weeks of soil organic carbon might be due to the presence of more labile substrate available for the microbial activity, and that is followed by the constant and gradual release of soil organic carbon from the recalcitrant fraction of the soil organic carbon. So with this fitting of the model, fitting of the carbon dioxide data on a first order linear model, we got the estimation of labile pool of soil organic carbon and the decomposition rate constant. The labile pool of soil organic carbon also has the similar trend like the cumulative mineralization, except that there are no significant difference between different cover crop types at the same rate of residue addition. For example, at 10 megagrams per hectare of residue addition, there were no significant difference between oat and canola. That similar way goes to the 5 megagrams per hectare, and there were no significant difference between 0 megagrams per hectare of residue addition and no cover crop fallow. But for the decomposition rate constant, canola had significantly higher. Canola had significantly higher decomposition rate constant compared to oat at both rates of residue addition. However, it was not significantly different from pea at 10 megagrams per hectare of residue addition, but it was significantly higher when it was added when the residue was added at 5 megagrams per hectare. But there were no significant difference between the cover crop type at 0 megagrams per hectare and no cover crop fallow. So this might be due to the during the analysis also we have the cover crop residue quality analysis, and it shows that oat had higher CN ratio compared to pea and canola. So this is this might have led to the different decomposition rate constant values for pea, oat and canola, because with the higher CN ratio there will be a lower rate of mineralization. So canola had higher rate of mineralization compared to the oat. So to the conclusion, the soil organic carbon mineralization is function of both residue quality and quantity. An amending soil with higher rate of residue can increase potentially mineralizable carbon, which is the labile pool of soil organic matter. The first order kinetic model can be used to study the decomposition characteristics and labile soil organic carbon pools in semi-arid agroecosystems. In the semi-arid ecosystems, by these results that we have found, it can be suggested that management options that would increase the amount of residue that is returned to the soils, such as cover cropping, can sequester soil organic carbon and improve agricultural sustainability. So I would like to acknowledge my advisors, the Agriculture Science Center staff, and USDA NIFA Fund for the financial support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we have plenty of time for questions.
Is there a comment and a suggestion? You've labeled everything as soil organic carbon, when in fact you've got soil organic carbon mineralization and residue decomposition.
Yeah.
I would suggest you separate those out.
Okay, yeah.
Look as though you have appropriate checks to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero residues added to the PD, et cetera. And do your mineralization constants and all that in first order with just the soil.
Okay.
And then the rest, the difference there, you know, you're getting mostly CO2 coming out of the residue decomposition.
Mm-hmm.
So you can separate that out.
Yeah, that's a good idea to come up with the residue, to separate the residue and the soil itself, so that you can study the decomposition constant for the different residues.
To call it all
Okay. We did not actually measure after the incubation study. We did not measure the contents of residue left in there. We could have measured like soil microbial biomass, carbon, so that we could have figured out how much residues has been mineralized and how much it went into the soil and how much it is in the soil microbial biomass. We did not actually do that for now, but that's a good way to analyze everything. We just measured the levile pool, so that actually we did not. I haven't done that one. That's it. Yeah, there are models, double kinetic model where there are lots of literature articles where they have done the two pools of soil organic carbon. Like double kinetic models. That's the ultimate point. We want to see the increase in soil organic carbon accumulation in the soil ultimately, because these levile pools, they are mostly related with the nutrient cycling. So we also need nutrient cycling at the same time. But at the same time, we also want the soil carbon to be accumulated in the soil organic matter, a stable pool of soil organic matter fraction. So that would, I think, if we have done incubation study for a little more longer time, then that could have given us some view or in some insight into that thing. But we started seeing that because our cumulative carbon mineralization was higher than the levile pool of soil organic carbon. So that might give some insight on the accumulation of soil carbon in soil.
We have time for one quick question more. I guess I have one in that case. We heard yesterday in the movie that we have climate change, etc. We have an increasing concentration of the CO2 in the atmosphere, which is going to end by 750 or something like that by the end of the century. What do you think would be the impact on the soil organic matter and the carbon concentration into the soil?
The atmospheric soil organic carbon and the relation with the soil organic matter? I think the different plants like C4 plants and C3 plants, they have the different physiology for the fixation of the atmospheric carbon. So if we could have more C4 plants in those cases, then that might help with the fixation of the atmospheric carbon into the soil. Ultimately, the plants are the one who take carbon dioxide and put it into the soil. So if we could plant cover crops and maintain the ground cover for a longer period of time, then it might help with the extraction of the atmospheric CO2 into the soil. But it has to be a long-term research. It cannot be done, I think, from a short period of the work.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.